Welcome, 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 everybody, once again to another episode of Bards Rise. I am your host, Michael Dean, and we are continuing our discussion tonight with our guests, Mike and Leah Dalton, regarding homesteading. And tonight's episode is called Homesteading with Mike and Leah, Phase One: Researching Your Land Patent. Now, before I get into all of that, there is something, a clip that I'd like to play, a video that I found out on YouTube. It's been out there for years. It's had millions of views. I love it, and I think it's still apropos now because we are still fighting the fight. So before I ask BBS to play it, I'd just like to give due credit. The video was created by Canadian Matt 3, and it's entitled U.S. Armed Forces, We Must Fight, President Reagan. It's basically excerpts of President Reagan's speech that he gave long ago. I believe it's called A Time for Choosing. And it also contains a soundtrack by Steve Jablonsky, Arrival to Earth from the Transformers 2007 motion picture soundtrack. So I hope I credit everything correctly, as is required by law. We don't want BBS to get in trouble. So without further ado, BBS, please play that audio. Thank you, BBS. I hope all the listeners find that as moving as I have, even listening to it several times over the course of several years. And we must fight. And this homesteading process is a big way of fighting back against the cabal system that's been thrust upon us for literally decades, over 100 years now. And it's time for us to stand up and end it all. And this process can do that. And I'm very protective of this process. This process was given to us by Q. There are other processes out there. For example, Ron Gibson, I believe that's his name. David Strait talked about it. David Strait used his process, used Ron's process. If you want to go and follow those processes and talk about that, that's fine. But I'm very protective of Q's very simple three-phase process, because it means so much to everybody. And it can easily be co-opted with someone doing, although the full, really good intentions, having the wrong material that you're arguing, or making the wrong argument, making any argument in the wrong place at the wrong time. It can torpedo the entire system, the entire movement. One bad decision will take months, if not years, to try and work around and overcome. So let's stand up, let's do this process. And then one other thing, preliminary thing I need to do is give a shout out to Teresa from New York. I recently learned that Teresa passed away fairly recently. And I just want to give her a thank you for fighting the fight, because she was doing Q's process. Unfortunately, she did not have a chance to complete that process. She left this realm, in my opinion, prematurely, but I'm sure in the bigger scheme of things and what she desired to do, she left right on time. So, and I'd also like to thank her, because I'm sure she's listening. I'd like to thank you for confiding in me and actually reviewing, asking me to review, or reviewing with you, your motion to dismiss. Thank you. That was a big compliment for me. So, tonight we have a handout. It's about 30 pages. It's a PowerPoint presentation, but it will be, I sent it to BBS in PDF format. It should be hanging on the show page fairly soon. In fact, I just got a message saying it's already up there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, BBS. Slide three of the handout references last night's discussion or speech from President Trump. He announced warrior dividends for the military, $1,776 for warriors, warriors, true warriors in uniform with weapons, fighting the real fight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, President Trump, for acknowledging them, at least in some small way. True warriors. All right, a little housekeeping. Last week, I wasn't 100% on the term to use for the overall arching process that Q presented to us. And I have now settled on phases. Q's process overall consisted of three phases. And on slide four, you'll see that phase one, researching your land patent, which we're going to discuss tonight. Phase two, public notice and filing. And three, defending your homestead. Last week, we talked about the overarching process, and Mike and Leah told us a lot about their experiences. We're going to drill down a little more this week. Mike and Leah, before we get into it, do you have any saved rounds or alibis from last week? Anything you'd like to add or change?
Nope, I think we're all good. I just wanted to say though, that intro right there, that was very powerful.
Was powerful.
I had goosebumps through the whole thing.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And all the credit goes to Canadian Matt 3. Thank you, Matt. An awesome job you did. If you the link to that video is in the second slide for tonight. If you cut and paste that, put it into your browser, you'll go right to it and you'll be able to see the visual as well. It's very moving. So phase one, researching your land patent. I'm going to start off with government record keepers, at least here in Michigan, where Mike and Leah are. And I have three of them listed on slide six, the Bureau of Land Management, number two, the Register of Deeds for each county in Michigan, at least according to MCL or Michigan Compiled Laws, section 565.301. And then the third category where of governmental record keepers would be the Michigan Secretary of State, also under that same statute. So, Mike and Leah, did you have occasion to use any of these sources?
Yeah, we did. We actually,
The Bureau of Land Management.
yep.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Did you know about the other two?
No, we did not. We did not know that really.
And
No, we just learned about it
yeah,
just
looking at your
recently.
slideshow.
Yeah, and I say that because it seems kind of odd. It's not talked about. It's not discussed, although it's a public record here in Michigan, lifelong residents of Michigan, I presume. And I'm sure you're not alone. And why is that? Why don't people talk about land patents and what the Register of Deeds are supposed to keep anyway? Somebody is trying to hide this from us. I submit to you. So we're going to get into your experiences with the BLM in a minute. I just want to go over some non-governmental record keepers. I have three and then possibly a fourth, historical societies, local libraries, family genealogies, and then there may be others I don't know. This is not an all-inclusive list. So slide six, Bureau of Land Management. They have a website. I have the homepage, or at least a portion of it, on slide number eight. And on that slide, you can see the web address. That's glorecords.blm.gov. So, Mike and Leah, did you guys happen to use this site?
Yes. Yep.
And how was it? Did you find it user-friendly? It was a little tough.
Yeah, it was very user friendly, actually.
It was a little more difficult for me, so Mike handled a lot of this part of the researching.
What did you find difficult? Because I'm sure you're not the only one.
Well, just like coordinates and all of that. And I, with him being a builder, he's pretty familiar with that.
Okay, great. And that's a perfect segue into the next slide. Because before you get into the BLM website, you should have a working knowledge of the US Public Land Survey System. And I have that slide nine is dedicated to that. And it talks about the overall structure with diagrams on it as well. So the biggest, I guess, area that's designated on a map would be considered the township grid. And a township grid goes, expands across the entire state and past, right? It goes through state to state. And within that grid system, there are what's called townships. And if you see the slide, it's easier to see the slide and understand it. And you'll see a matrix of all these different squares. And each one of those little squares at the top left, that's a township. And the township is then further divided into 36 parcels. And then those are in turn divided into sections. I'm sorry, into sections, and then the sections are then further divided. It gets a little complicated, and it's difficult to explain without the visuals in front of you. So going to slide 10, I have a couple examples of how the sections can be broken down. You can divide it in half, north and south, or half, east and west, into quarters, and then quarters of quarters. And then it goes beyond that. And it can also, you can join certain parcels depending on, what you're buying, et cetera, or what you're homesteading. Slide 11 also has different examples of the breakdown possibilities of them, which I have seen on the BLM website. And then the one on the left of slide 11, I like the most because of the different variables. Different possibilities of how you break up that specific section. And slide 12, I speak to that a little bit. That entire square, the big square, that's a section, right? And on that, they also talk about chains. One chain or 40 chains is equal to 2,640 feet. So when you're going through and doing the research, it'll say that this boundary is so many chains from this, this figure or this landmark, et cetera. And if you need to know what chains are to convert it so you can have a working knowledge and trying to figure out where your boundaries are, this is a good resource. Slide number 12. And then on the bottom left, you'll see a blue pullout from one of the descriptions in there. And it has one, two, three, four different descriptions to identify one parcel. So when you read these descriptions, you read it from left to right. So this one says west one half, east one half, northeast one quarter, southwest one quarter. I mean, you can go dizzy if you don't understand this lingo. But although you read it from right, or excuse me, you read it from left to right, when you go to identify it on the map that's in front of you, you would do it backwards from right to left. Excuse me. Excuse me. So let's say that your description, right? Your patent had this description that I just read, west one half, east one half, etc. You would take out the section, you would find the section, and then the first thing you would do is look for the southwest one quarter of that section. And here on the next slide, I actually color-coded what I'm talking about now. So you would read it from right to left. This is slide 13. Southwest one quarter is in black. And if you look at the section, the southwest quadrant, I outlined in black. So identify that first. And then to the left of that is northeast one quarter. So the northeast one quarter quadrant of that southwest one quarter quadrant is outlined in red, and corresponding fonts are in red. And then so on with the east one half is in blue, and then the outer block, that box is outlined in blue in the section. And then finally, the very first descriptive, west one half, is in gray, at least I believe it's gray. And then that specific section, or excuse me, subsection is outlined in gray as well. So this should help you if you don't follow what I'm saying. It will be so much more intuitive and easier to follow if you pull the handout and go to page 13 of the handout so you can see the color coding and see what I'm talking about. In looking at this, Mike or Leah, perhaps Leah, would this have helped you better understand that whole process?
Well, Mike's nodding his head yes, but to me that's even more confusing than what he did, actually.
Ah, okay. Well, then let's hear. Mike, what did you do?
Well, honestly, looking what you just went through right here, this last slide you just went through, where you have the west half or the east half or northeast quarter, southwest quarter. Honestly, those right there, those, I mean, you're getting it right down to the, I mean, right down to the exact spot. So when I was doing mine, they have that on there, but it, I mean, it wasn't explained as well. Your little diagram really helps out a lot. So I think a lot of people would, this helps a lot of people right here, Michael, honestly.
Okay. Thank you. I
When I
appreciate
did it,
that. Yeah, let's hear it. Let's talk about what you did.
yeah, so when I did it, I went on to the place. I see that it's on the BLM website now, and I don't think it was on that when we first started looking. It was kind of, it was not quite like this. We haven't been on this for a little while. We just got back on this here in the last week or so because we
You're
had
talking about
it,
the
the
BLM
website, sorry.
website.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So when we get on this, it's the BLM.gov website. Is it okay to go through this right now, this time, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, whatever you want to do.
Okay. So when we go on to the BLM.gov website, it'll pop up their homepage, and then you can go over to services and go down to the land records, click on that, scroll down, and then under general land office records, you're going to go to check out the GLO records website. You kind of bypassed this step when you just did it, Michael, because when you first gave them the website, I think this is what you gave them right here.
Yeah.
And so now this is,
The glow, I think it's glowrecords.blm. So then it takes you there.
yep, this is where you started off. And then we actually, you can go down to the bottom right where it goes to land catalog, and click on that. And this is kind of interactive. You can zoom in. You
So it has
find your area.
the whole map of the United States, and then we're zooming in, obviously, in Michigan.
And you can zoom
Okay.
into your area. Okay.
So if I can just interject here, for the listeners, on slide 14, I have a copy of that homepage that Mike just described on how to get there, right? He took you from BLM.gov to get to a certain web page. I just gave you that web page on slide 14. And again, it's the same website, glorecords.blm.gov. It's the same one that I mentioned earlier. And if you scroll down to the bottom, I have an arrow there that points to land catalog. I believe it's, yep. And if you click on that, it'll open up the map of the USA that Michael was just talking about. And on slide 15, I have a snapshot, a screenshot of that. And then he's talking about drilling down. Now, as we go through these slides, I just want to remind you about that one slide that was up earlier. It was slide 9. I repeated it at slide 16 to like reorient your, everybody. And now I took out those three diagrams, right, with the grid marks, and I plopped it onto the different, I'd say, versions of the map that you can drill down into that Mike was just explaining to us. So now I'm going down to slide 17. And Mike, you have a copy of this in front of you. Do you have a
Yes, I do.
handout? Okay, so on slide 17, if you drill down, is this what you were talking about?
It is. Yep, exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, so you'll see to the right of that slide, I cut and pasted the township grid in there. And that township grid corresponds to the view that you're looking at on slide 17. Those are all the different towns throughout the state. And then if you double click and drill down further, you'll start getting into sections and even smaller and smaller views of the land there. So Michael was talking about drilling down on slide 18, right? I drilled down a couple more clicks, and now we're looking at sections instead of the big township grids. And I cut and pasted the section grid from a previous slide into this, and I also numbered. Those are my numbers inside those sections, so you can see the numbering system for each one and how it's repeated from section to section. I didn't do it for all of them, but I could have because that's the system. That's how it works. So, Mike or Leah, any comments on this slide?
One of the things I did do, and I think that it helped me a little bit when I was doing this, is I just Googled real quick in our township. I just asked it, and I did this in the very beginning, and you might cover this down here in your as we go through your slides, Michael. I'm not sure. But one of the things I did at the beginning, just because I wanted to make sure I knew where I was at, is I just Googled the township that we live in, and I asked, is it range one or range two? And I'm sure you're going to get to the ranges, but that kind of helped me zoom in even more in our section. So as you're looking at the map, I think slide 16, when you see all those red lines where all the squares are, it helped me zoom in. We find our section. I'm sorry. I looked at my township, my range, and then our that was the section, right? I think that's what we were talking about, was the section that you had mentioned. And it helped me using both of those, the range for your township and what section you're in, helped me find our spot much easier.
So slide 17 shows that township grid that you were talking about, and you're absolutely right. You're finding the township and range. It's kind of like looking for the X and Y axis
Yes.
on a diagram, right? That may help people. And that's really all it is. And they even label it principal, meridian, and baseline. And those labels are also on this slide. So, like Michael said, you have the township is abbreviated by T, the range by R, and if you look at that one little white box to the right, that's within all those yellow boxes, all those yellow grids, it'll say T to S, which is township to south, and R3W, which is range 3 west. And that corresponds to the bottom left corner of that grid box, right? So that may help you. And then that township is further divided into 36 sections, which again, the sections are depicted on slide 18. And you'll see how the BLM website starts showing you all those smaller grid lines as you narrow down, as you double click and drill down, as Mike said. It's very helpful. I would find this a massive, massive tool. So, all right, Michael, anything else you'd like to add?
What I do want to say is, I think, like, I just want to kind of go back to when we were talking about how you broke it down into quarters. This is extremely important. I think this part, when we were doing this, I don't think we realized the importance of this part of it right here. We were both kind of, Lee and I both were looking at it, and we're th and just looking, and oh, we're reading some of the different descriptions, and then trying to figure out with our the what land patent corresponds to what we're finding, and it takes a little bit of reading, but I don't think that we realize the importance of making sure, when we first started this, we're like, oh, we're just going to get the land patent and make sure, I think this is it. But it's extremely important that this is right. I think we all know that now.
Right, because otherwise you're trying to claim a patent for a different piece of property than your own.
Right.
And that just, yeah, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yep.
And I want to add too, like as you're doing this, I mean, when you can just zoom right in and you can find, I mean, to me, first I needed to zoom all the way in and find like our road and the roads around us to even understand where I was. So that's what I would do at first, like just try to zoom right in so you can find, That's what I needed to look at, just so you can find the road and then you can narrow it down. Because I mean, this sounds really confusing, but I mean, once you get into it and then you find your actual the roads, the road that you're on, and then the road around roads around you, then you can kind of narrow it down.
Right, so you can orient, yeah, great point. Orient yourself to the map first,
Yes.
right? And have that center. And then once that's center, then you can start zooming out and then finding the township and range and drilling down to the specific section, finding that number. And you want to take down notes for all this because it's going to be important later on, right? And Mike and Lee are going to explain that to us. So sorry for doing a lot of talking, but I created these slides, so I don't think it's fair to ask Mike and Leah to speak to all of them so extensively. But continuing with the slides, right, we left off with slide 18. That was showing you all the different sections within the townships. If you drill further down, you start getting into further subdivision of the sections. And on slide 20, I only labeled sections 3, 4, and 5, which corresponded with one of the previous slides. But you can see how you can see some of the lines that further divide the sections. They're not as prominent as the lines for the sections. And those are also just, I'll say, boilerplate. Just because those lines are here in this map or on the website doesn't mean that there's a land patent that corresponds to that specific section. Okay, it's just like an overlay. If anybody's seen like a military map with a grid system, this is just the same thing but a different type of grid system, right? So anyway. If you drill further down, and again, I have a cutout from that previous slide all the way up top to show us the corresponding block, right? That section is to the left with that's divided into yellow blocks, corresponds to a full section 5, which is to the right, or 4 or 3, the same size. And the lines within that yellow block correspond to some of the lines that you see in the various other sections. So when you see this, hopefully that'll bring some more clarity. And going down one more slide, like Leah said, you can actually see the names of the roads on slide 21. Very detailed. I have to say I'm impressed with what the BLM has done here. Okay, Mike and Leah, back to you guys. You want to jump in here with anything else that can
Yeah.
help people?
Yeah. One of the things I was going to say on this, Michael, is that if you were to grab your tax statement, everybody gets a tax statement, right? We all know that. In your tax statement, it'll say, typically, and within the first few words, it'll say your section. So if you look at your property description and your tax statement that you get from your township or your city or village or whoever you're getting your taxes from, it'll tell you your section too. So you can look it up like we've been showing on here, and you can zoom in on the BLM website. But if you kind of know your section as well, and I just checked ours and it does show our section on it, it'll help you too. If you're in your township, then you can at least go to your section a little bit faster and then zoom in on that section, and then you can kind of look for your property on it.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. So, why is all of this important? Why do we have to, or why should people go through this exercise of finding their township, range, section number?
It's this,
I
this
guess I'm
one.
sorry, not a fair question, maybe.
Okay.
I'm saying because they're going to need it to actually pull the patents later on, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, right. And that's what I'm going to start getting into now. So at the beginning of this group of slides, we were talking about the glorecords.blm.gov webpage. And if you scroll down to the bottom, it had land catalog. You click on that, and that took you to the map of the US, and then you start drilling down as we just were discussing. Once you figure out your township and range and section number, then you come back, you go back to that glorecords.blm.gov webpage, and now you click at the very first section where it says land records. Is that accurate?
That is,
Or land
it
patent.
says ours on this on the BLM website. It says land patents.
I'm sorry. My bad. It's really small and I need new glasses. Land patents. You're absolutely right. So you click on that, and then it will take you to a web page, which is on slide 24. Okay, and I have arrows to the four categories that you absolutely, well, in my humble opinion, you absolutely have to have filled out to have a reasonable search. But I didn't do the process. Mike and Leah, what do you feel people need to fill out here?
Michael, you're exactly right. Those are the four things that you really need right there. You need to fill those four spots you have the arrows next to are exactly what you need. If you could do it with the top two, but it would take you hours and hours and hours, probably days, because you're going to get, if you click your state and your county, you're going to get every single land patent for everything in your county.
Okay, so this web page here is basically a search engine for all the patents within the geographical area that you've identified. So here on the top two, it would be state, Michigan, county, whatever county you're in, and then you hit enter and it returns everything within that county. But if you go further down to land description and you put in the township and range, now it will give you all the land patents within that, I believe it's 640 square
Yes.
acres, right? 640 square acres, which
Yes.
is still a lot. If you wanted to, you could also put the section number, which is at the bottom of land description, that same little box down there, bottom left, and that would narrow your search down even further. However, a very dear friend of me has told me that she has come across records where the section number was not included in the land patent or the BLM records. So that land patent wouldn't be pulled up. As they say, garbage in, garbage out. Well, if there's nothing to be identified by the search, you're going to miss that. So that's something to be aware of. Section, including section number, will limit your search more, but based on the information that's in the land patents, you may miss something. You guys want to jump on? Anything to add?
We're actually kind of following along right now with your slideshow, and I'm on the actual website right now, and it's down though. It says our patent database has experienced an error, so it's
And I
down.
think on yours it said our patent database is currently down for maintenance. Ours says experience an error. That's interesting because that's where you go and you once you find the one you want, you add it to your cart. So if you see up in the corner there in the right corner, it says shopping cart and you add it into your shopping cart, and that's how we did it. Added it in there, and then what we had to do, you couldn't purchase it online, and you couldn't pay online either. We put the ones we wanted in our cart, and then we had to print it off and then mail it to them with a check. And then they sent them to us. But yeah, looks like it's down right now.
But I feel like Michael's going to say we're getting way ahead of it because he's probably going to go over it a little.
Yeah,
No,
maybe.
once
Sorry.
again, a perfect segue into the next slide. You guys are right on cue. No pun intended. So, yes, slide 25 is a screenshot of the BLM website or web page that I got saying that their site is down because of maintenance. I would love to have pulled up and showed you something that was more accurate. Instead, I went to an old document that I had, and I just cut and pasted an excerpt from that document to show people the type of what they would see if they ran the search from the web page on slide 24, right? It would look something like slide 26. Comments on this from Mike and Leah. Anything?
What on this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was just gonna say too that you can just print once it's working. You can just click on it and you can print it off. Obviously, it's not the certified copy, but it gives it to you, and that way you can, look through it.
And for us, that gives us, it helps us to have a visual. We just like hard copies of stuff to look at and kind of refer back to. But you can, yeah, like she said, you can print them off right there, and it's the unofficial copy, but at least you have it on you just to reference it.
Sure, it makes sense. A working copy. Absolutely.
Yes.
And I guess you get that by clicking on that link in the second column accession.
Yep, right,
Yep.
this session with that the blue numbers or letters with numbers.
Yep.
Right. MW0236. So
Yes.
something that I want to point out to the listeners, if you go to the right underneath the column section number for that first patent, or at least that first number, MW-0236-483. There are two names listed under that, Campbell Ann and Campbell David. And you go across, it only has one document number, but over under section number, it has two sections listed, 10 and 15. And when I first saw this, because I wasn't familiar with the whole numbering system that I tried to go over a couple minutes ago, it didn't make sense to me.
Yes.
So then what I did is I went back and I cut and pasted the section numbering system within the township grid, and I put it on that same page. And I circled sections 10 and 15 on that grid system, how they're numbered. And you'll see that section 10 is on top of section 15. So it makes sense when you look at this, you're like, oh, there must be one patent that spans two sections, one on top and one below, sections specifically 10 and 15. And then I went down and I did a little more information. And on slide 27, again, I cut and pasted what we saw over there. But then I went and basically created what their land patent would look like. And again, I tried to color code it. So I have the yellow blocks, and although it has grid lines in it, the big yellow blocks are section 10 and section 15 respectively. You'll see that. And then the descriptive is southwest one quarter, southwest one quarter. So figuring out from right to left, the first thing you do is look for that big southwest one quarter of the section. And I color coded that in red. And then you go to the next one, southwest one quarter, the southwest one quarter of that southwest one quarter. And then I color coded that in, I think it's a blue, so maybe purple, I don't know, but it's a different color. And then I did the same thing for section 15. And then you could see how the ultimately those two quarters of a quarter, which are blue, form one patent that span two different sections. Okay, so hopefully that will make sense to the listeners, but especially when you see the slides, the handout. Michael and Leah, any comments on this?
Nope, I don't think
I don't
so.
think so on this, Michael.
Okay. All right, great. So,
I will say on this, Michael, this is one of the things where you're going right down to the I was not I'm actually learning a little bit about this right now, but the way you're explaining it right now is very important, and because almost every one of them will have the southwest quarter, northwest quarter, something like that on them. And you are doing a good job of explaining this because this was not really, we were not totally familiar with that when we were, a year ago, we're doing ours.
right. But you work it, you did it, and I'm sure, and many other people have done it too without, my help. I'm just here to help and facilitate things. And I'm doing this to help people. I don't want people to be intimidated by this process whatsoever. If you find my notes, these slides confusing, throw them out. Throw them out. I am not married to these in any way, shape, or form. Whatever facilitates you understanding this, go for it. So, before we get into the next few slides, you guys want to add anything else with this, with the searching and what you did with BLM or anything else for that matter?
Well, I did want to add that we actually did take a little road trip to Virginia. That's where for the Eastern states last September, because so we had already gotten our house land patent, but after we had our one call with Q, the first call, he mentioned that we needed to get one for our community center building. And we did put in for it, but it said it could take like what, 3 months or so. And so I one day said to Mike, we've got to go. We've got to drive there. We have to go get it like now. So we actually did. We jumped in the car on 9/11. We didn't even realize that till that day. And he's like, it's 9/11. Why are we going this way? But yeah, so we went to Virginia and you're supposed to be able to go in there and actually, they're supposed to be able to help you do the research and help with that. But unfortunately, when we went there, the person that does the land patents wasn't there and they weren't sure when they were going to come in. They said, oh, well, they only work 1 or 2 days a week. And so then we had to email them and I don't know, it was kind of a mess, yeah, so you can go in, which Q always said going in person is better.
Yeah, I find that as well. You tend to establish a connection. It's easier for people to hide behind phones. So,
Yes,
Leah,
absolutely.
you mentioned Eastern. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nope, go ahead, Michael.
So, Leah, you mentioned Eastern states in Virginia. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so across the country there, I don't know how many there are, maybe three or four. Where we live, our area, we're part of the Eastern states, and the Bureau of Land Management for the Eastern states is in Virginia. So I don't know for like maybe like Colorado, California, there's another Bureau of Land Management office for those. I don't know if there's three or four, so there's probably 15 to, I don't know, 20 states that one office kind of is in charge of, one of the BLM offices.
Yeah, and if you go to the BLM website, you can find out that breakdown. It's very well laid out for you. The trick is trying to get somebody to either pick up the phone or be there in person when to actually help you. But they look great on paper. Thank you,
And
Mike.
these were fairly easy to get for us. But listen to some of the callers from Q Show. They, like in the some of the Eastern states, the some of the first, 9, 10, that whole little
The 13
section,
colony.
13
Yeah.
colonies, they were having a little bit of issue in there. So
And I know now, I mean, it's when we first started, I mean, we were able to get our house one within maybe 2, 3 weeks or something, maybe. But then as we went on and tried to get more, I mean, it was saying it was going to take at least 3 months or more. So I'm not really sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt that there were a lot of people listening to the Q show because there were I know that's what it was from. I mean, they were booked up for 3, 4, 5, 6 months
Yeah.
right after. I mean, it wasn't 2, 3 weeks after we got ours. It was nuts.
Beautiful. So something I just thought of, when you were talking about drilling down, right? I, being Mike from New York, right? I had to check out my home state, New York. And when I drilled down into New York, there were no township grids. There were no grids anywhere on the Eastern Seaboard.
Really?
So yeah. And that's just because the history of the country and landship and land ownership and et cetera. So unfortunately there's still challenges that us here in the East have to deal with, but those little by little will get worked out, I'm sure. So anything else before we move on to the next slide?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, so at the beginning, I talked about three different governmental sources for record keepers. We've just finished the BLM, which is the primary one because of their website and everything. But now, because the BLM website is down, it makes these next two, at least in Michigan, that much more relevant. So on slide 28, MCL, Michigan Compiled Law, section 565.301, subsection 1, quotes, it says, and I quote, "It shall be the duty of the registers of deeds in the several counties of this state, Michigan, to receive for record and record all patents of lands from the United States or this state or any copy thereof." So the registers of deeds are supposed to have those land patents. The question is how you find them, right? So we go to slide 29. Same section, further down, it's just one giant paragraph. That's what that section is. If you go further down, it says that the county commissioners of the respective counties of this state be, and they are hereby authorized, if in the opinion of the commissioners they shall deem it necessary, to cause the registers of their respective counties to prepare a general index to all books in their offices used for the purpose of recording deeds, mortgages, and other instruments. Land patents certainly would fall under other instruments. Now the question is, did the commissioners of that specific county authorize the creation of index books to keep track of, all these records? I would find it hard to believe that they didn't do that. So if the BLM website is down and you can't find the land patents that way, I would recommend that you go to your local register of deeds and ask them for the index for land patents. If they don't know what you're talking about, ask to speak to a supervisor very politely and go all the way up the chain until you get to the register of deed, him or herself, and talk to them. And bring this statute with you and say, look, it's right here. Why don't you have an index for these? And see what they have to say. Maybe they'll say, oh, yeah, we had a big discussion about that and we decided not to do it. Well, okay, that's relevant. Pass that information along and maybe that can be changed. Okay.
Can I comment here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so before the show, we were looking through the Bureau of Land Management site, and where just what you were just talking about before, where you search for the patents and put all that information. So on the left-hand side, it says patents, surveys, LSR, CDI, and tract books. If you click on the tract books, and then you go to the very bottom, it says, this site does not cover every state. We do have resource links, though, for most states. So if you click on that, you're going to get most states here. And I went down to Michigan, and then I clicked on the State Archives of Michigan. And then when we got in there, just looking at my notes real quick, we were able to go to find, let's see, where's it at? We were able to put in for a patent. So we ended up here. Go ahead. I'm going to find this as you say what we did real quick.
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, there it is for the public.
Yep.
Research services. Oh, here it
And
is.
that's it.
Yep, research. So we went to a, and then we got to land patents, and this is in Michigan.
And it's
It's,
called Michiganology.
yeah. And then it says Archives of Michigan Land Patent Research. It's $20. So we actually just did it right before the show. So we don't have it back, obviously, right now, but we had to, put in all of the coordinates.
Yep. Your township number, your township north, south, your range number, range east, west, section number, and then it says legal subdivision of section. And then it's supposed to be able to send
Yeah,
it to you.
we added it to the cart, we paid for it, and then it's supposed to come. We're not sure yet. I mean, we just found it right before the show started. So I was very surprised. I mean, we didn't know that was there.
Right? It's the first time we've ever seen that.
Yeah. So that's good. Good news.
That's awesome. And once again, for those of us who missed it the first time, what exactly is this?
This is an actual Michigan land patent research. This is the archives of Michigan land patent research. It's called Michiganology, but this was on the, you could get to this through the Bureau of Land Management website.
Yeah, they had all the a bunch of states. I don't know if I had all, but most states listed with links that you could click on. And so I went down to the Michigan one, and that's how we got to it. So,
What
yeah.
was the path? What was the path that you followed?
Okay,
What was the
so.
first?
Okay, well, so we were on where we were searching. You can get me to where we're searching. Yeah, right
The
there.
patents. You
Yep.
go to the land patents, like we had told everybody before. And then at the very top, where we said you click on patents, but it says our patent database has experienced an error. And then underneath it, there's surveys, LSR, CDI, and then tract books.
So if you click on that tract books, and then you go right to the bottom.
Are you following us still, Michael?
Yes, I mean, not on the internet, but yeah, I hear
Okay.
you.
Yep.
And I'll just
Okay.
say
And
we have
so,
about 2 minutes left,
okay.
so continue, but with deliberate speed, please.
Okay.
Yep. And so then it just says this site does not cover every state. We do have resource links, though, for most states. And if you click on that at the bottom, the resource links, it'll take you to a page and it's got all, different the states. And then you can click on different,
Click on your state.
yep, find your state. And then when we got to Michigan, oops, scroll down to
Awesome.
Michigan.
All right. So I'm sorry, Leah, but I have less than a
Oh,
minute
it's
left.
fine.
So
Yep.
they'll just find the state. And then the last slide, it's MCL 565.301, subsection one. And it says, and it shall be the duty of the Secretary of State of this state, Michigan, to record all patents of lands issued by this state in suitable records. So maybe the tracks that Mike and Leah are talking to us about is one of these records, either the Secretary of State or the Register of Deeds. Either way, that's going to conclude our show for tonight. Any parting comments for you two guys quickly?
Nope.
No, I think we're all set. I think this was great. Great way to explain it to everybody in your slideshows. That's
Yeah,
just
we learned a
perfect.
lot from this tonight. Nice
Yes.
job.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're wonderful guests for everybody. Again, thank you for being the way showers for all of us. And thank you, everybody, for listening. BBS, please take it away.